I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Get up and go. Your faith has made you well. It's a curious thing to say at the end of this reading, and we kind of have to figure out what Jesus means by saying, your faith has made you well. Now, I can only tell you about my own life, and that is that I take for granted that I should have the things that I want, the good things in life. I should be healthy. Yeah, that's check one. I take that for granted. I take it for granted that I should have nice clothes or nice food or ice cream or whatever it is. I take it for granted. I take it for granted that I should have a nice house, or I take it for granted that good things should happen to me. And yet, in reality, what we all know is that many bad things can happen to us. And in fact, you can be leading a completely virtuous and moral and wonderful life, and then all of a sudden your life falls off the tracks, and your health and whatever material well-being you had can go by the wayside. And in today's reading, we've got the 10 lepers. And the 10 lepers, in some ways, are people whose lives have fallen off the tracks, right? And they're not only sick, but they have to dress as a leper, cover themselves from head to toe, and they've got to be sidelined kind of on the outskirts of town, and nobody can interact with them. They are kind of stuck in kind of the penalty box of life, right? And you know, in many ways, you know, when we get sick or something bad happens to us, we go in our little cave and we say, I don't want anybody to see me in this bad way. I'm sick, or I've fallen on hard times, or I'm depressed. I'll just go and go and pull the covers over my head and let nobody see me. But because I believe that I should have all these good things, and when bad things happen, I get angry and upset, it's easy for me to live a life in which I never really give God thanks and praise. It's easy to kind of be a person, for me, that puts kind of life on kind of like, this is the way it should be, and unless something really, really amazing happens, like Patsy gives me her Lexus or something like that, then I won't give praise and thanks. I'll just say, that's the way it's supposed to be, right? And so it's easy to live our lives kind of in kind of what I would call a stale mindset of, it's just the way it's supposed to be. And yet, our reading today is probing at something a little bit more, not only in the lepers, but also in us. So these 10 lepers that get ignored, these 10 lepers that are kind of on the outskirts of town in their own penalty box, they see Jesus coming, and they kind of go up to Jesus, but not so close that they would break the kind of the socially imposed distance that lepers have to keep from everybody, right? And so they go up, and yet they kind of keep their distance, but all together they say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And this is kind of, not only is this a statement that they're saying, but this is something that the first readers of Luke and even us here today would understand, is this is a liturgical kind of ask of God. Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon us, right? This is part of our liturgy. This is one of the first things that was part of the liturgy back in the first century, right? And so here we've got these 10 lepers coming up to Jesus, and they give him this kind of great cry, this liturgical cry, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us, right? And of course, they're asking Jesus to heal them, to clean them. They're asking Jesus to, in some ways, remove them from the penalty box of life. And so, Jesus says, go, show yourselves to the priest that you're clean. Go, show yourselves. And so nine of the lepers go their own way, and they're going to whatever priest they're going to, whether it's in Samaria or whether it's in Jerusalem. They're all headed off to their priest. And one of the lepers, who's a Samaritan, realizes that he's been healed and clean. And he turns back around and goes back to Jesus. And as he's going back to Jesus, he's praising God with a loud voice. Megalophone. He's praising God with this loud voice. And which is code to say, he's praising God with his whole being. From the very bottom of his feet, he's praising God. And he goes up to Jesus and he falls on his face. And in the Greek it says, he falls on his face, right? Prosopon, face. He falls on his face and he gives God praise and thanks. And he says to Jesus, thank you. Now, Jesus looks at him and says, weren't there 10 lepers? Where are the other nine? And this leper right here, he's not even Jewish. He's a Samaritan. And then he says to the Samaritan, get up, go on your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, why would Jesus say, your faith has made you well? On one hand, there is a component of faith here. The man says thank you to Jesus and praises God. But there's something else going on here. There are nine other lepers that do not return, and Jesus says nothing about their faith. Yes, they are healed. Yes, they are cleansed, but they are not. That Jesus does not say that their faith has made them well. So on one hand, what we know is this. The faith did not heal the physically sick lepers, right? The leprosy was not cured by their faith. The leprosy was cured by the healing grace of God in and through Jesus, right? So they have been cleansed by the healing grace of God. They have been restored communally and socially by the healing grace of Jesus and God. But something else is going on here. And Jesus points this out to the leper who returns. Your faith has made you well. Now, on the first hand, what's being said here is this. The first thing that Jesus invites him to do when he gets up is he says, Anastas. Anastas is the imperative form of the verb anastao, and that is the verb to be resurrected. Get up! Be resurrected! Stand up! You have been made well! And then he says to him, your faith has made you well. Now, anybody who's been in my Bible study will know this. God's yes to us is grace. That's the saving grace that God gives us. His yes is grace, and our yes in return to that grace is faith. That's our yes. Yes, God, I would like some of that grace. Yes, God, I would love some of that healing and that mercy and some of that love. Yes, God, I want that. And so what he says to him is this. You've come to me with praise and thanksgiving in your heart and on your tongue, and all around you with your whole being, your faith has made you well. Which is to say this, your faith is authoring all of this praise and thanksgiving. Your faith is making you a vessel of praise and thanksgiving. You've become what it is that God truly wants you to be. God doesn't just want you to be healthy, like you go to the doctor's office, you see Dr. Todd, and he says, yes, you're 6'2" and you're 175 pounds, there's no cholesterol, there's no diabetes, your heart is perfect, there's no cancer. That's okay, yes, God wants that for you, but God wants something more from you. And this is what this reading is about. It's not just about having everything in the world go right for you. something more profound. God wants you to be a vessel of praise and thanksgiving. You ultimately were created to be in relationship with God. And in that relationship with God, with every bone and every fiber and every part of your being, you've been created to be a vessel of praise and thanksgiving. And this is what Jesus is pointing out. Your faith, your yes to God, which has made you give God thanks and praise, that has made you well. The verb to make you well is sozo, to be redeemed, to be saved, to be healed, to be made well, to be brought back in right relationship with God. Now, I am so glad that the other 9 lepers got healed. I am so glad that they no longer are lepers or are ostracized on the outside of town. But God wants more from us than just being physically fit. God wants us to be vessels of praise and thanksgiving. God wants our lives overflowing with gratitude, overflowing with love for the one who has created us out of love. Now, you could be like me, and you could just take everything for granted and lead a just-so life in which you don't give praise and thanks, but you do grumble a lot. I'm looking at you, Barbara, right? or, and this is even better, or you could reflect like Peter Franklin has asked us to do on what you are grateful for in your life. And you could begin the practice of saying, how am I a vessel of praise and thanksgiving? What is it that I should be giving thanks and praise for? And of course, the answer that Jesus is looking for is you need to give praise and thanks for your whole life with your whole being. That's what it means to be the person who God created you to be. Why would you want anything less? Why would you settle for anything less? Why would you settle for anything less than your whole life being on fire with praise and thanksgiving? The answer is, I hope you wouldn't. I hope that with every fiber of your being, you would say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for surrounding me and making me out of love. Thank you for making me say yes with every fiber of my being to God. Part of what Jesus is saying here is this. The old model in which the priests and the Pharisees and the Sadducees want you to think about yourself as being bad and not good enough for God, and be a horrible sinner, that's not good enough for us. We've got a mission so much bigger and greater. Hey, look, you're going to sin once in a while. Just hang out with me, and I'm guaranteed you will sin once in a while. But what Jesus is saying is this. When you recognize that you are grateful for something, when you recognize that something miraculous has taken place in your life, turn again to Jesus and say, thank you for all that you have given me. Thank you for the gifts of healing. Thank you for the gift of love. Thank you for the gift of redemption. Thank you for bringing me back into right relationship with God so I could give thanks and praise with my whole being. Good news is not that you're a horrible person. The good news is that you were created to love God. The good news is that you were created to give thanks and praise with your whole being, regardless of the circumstances in your life. How old are you, Patsy?
Almost 95.
Almost 95. Are you able to get up and give God thanks and praise?
Thank you.
If she's able to get up and give thanks and praise, then you can get up and give thanks and praise. The only one that won't work for is Nancy Ernst. Okay. She's a year older than you. And that's the point. Joe, when you woke up this morning, was every bone without ache or pain? No, there were a lot of aches and pains, right? Right. But could you still get up and give thanks and praise? Yeah. Name me something you give thanks and praise for. Who are you sitting next to?
My family, my wife.
That's right. The most beautiful woman at Holy Cross, right? Right. Okay. And this is the point. If Patsy Baker, who's in a wheelchair and she's almost 95, can give thanks and praise every morning, then surely Father Robert can get up and give thanks and praise even though he's got a little bit of soreness in his shoulder. And if I can do that, well, maybe the rest of us can. And here today, we came to celebrate Eucharist. That's the same word that's used for when the man comes to Jesus. He gives Eucharist to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We came here to practice doing what Jesus has talked about in this gospel. To have our faith make us well. All right. We know that Dr. Brennan is going to play that organ like a crazy man, right? And when you play that organ like a crazy man, what do you want these people doing out here? Giving thanks and praise to God through song, right? We know that Father Ian's going to celebrate the Eucharist. And when we come up to the altar, what's he going to want you to do? Give thanks and praise to God. That's exactly right. So that when we walk out of here, we are one big vessel of praise and thanksgiving, unstoppable in the world, ready to overcome all of the craziness of the world. At the end of this service, I want you to get up, Anastas, go out into that world and have your faith not only make you well, but all the people you meet as well.